was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse rise.
Behold that pale horse.
They claim to
resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast. RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lacabera Stewart. And tonight I have with us somebody that I hope will be with us long into the future with the work that he and his wife, what they engage in is really miraculous. These folks give it all, their all to stand for many political prisoners, patriot political prisoners, who are being railroaded by a system that's kind of set up and stacked against them. You know, it's amazing the work. We spoke about it on Mike Herzog's show today, of the work of Rudy Davis. Lone Star 1776 is the YouTube channel. YearJubilee.com is his site, and along with several others that he contributes to, such as FreeChaperCox.com and more. Anyway, you've heard him before, but we're gonna go through some stuff tonight on a lot of these folks that are being held and the conditions that brought them to where they are. Really, just things need to be changed seriously. Welcome to the show, Rudy.
Thank you, Tom, and I hope you can hear me okay.
I can.
Great. No, thank you for giving a platform for political prisoners in America. It is absolutely horrific what is going on, and my wife and I are seeing some absolutely terrible things happening to good men and women in our country. And I would offer to every single person in your audience that they need to have their decision made now on what they will do when they come for them, because we are seeing good, righteous, innocent people who are just trying to live their life and promote their religious and political beliefs being railroaded by this government and being incarcerated, and lives are being torn apart and families are being torn apart, and it's absolutely it's just a terrible, terrible thing to witness. I feel like I'm sometimes standing in an emergency room and it's just becoming more and more crowded, and you know, this needs to stop at the source. We can't continue to try to, you know, help these people. I mean, you know, they need to be helped after they get in prison, but we need to stop them from going to prison in the first place. If I could quote one scripture that one of these prisoners shared with me this week, Tom, it's Proverbs 17:15. It says, "He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord." So it's not just the fact that we have people that are condemning the innocent, but we have people that are justifying the wicked, and it says both of those actions are an abomination to the Lord. And we want to call out the evildoers. We've got their names in many of these cases, and they have done a tremendous miscarriage of justice. You know, I could go through some of the things that they've done: prosecutorial misconduct, withholding exculpatory evidence, using known perjured testimony, destroying evidence. It's absolutely terrible what goes on in our courtrooms throughout America, as you well know, Tom.
Yes, yes, it's a culture of issues within the Attorney General's office. You know, I was reading before we went live tonight, I was reading an article that I'd read before on Reason.com called Confessions of an Ex-Prosecutor. And I'll add that link to tonight's show so that people can read that for themselves. And it's basically the testimony of a prosecutor. He became a prosecutor at 26, and he ended up switching sides and going to defense because he saw a culture of willful and deliberate suppression and the view of constitutionally protected rights as an impediment. And the culture that it breeds is these rights are an impediment to them doing their job. And when that becomes, when people's rights become an impediment, then there's a serious serious problem. And in this article, it talks about, and this should resonate with anybody out there that's watched Andy Griffith. There's an episode of Andy Griffith where one of the deputies records a conversation between someone who's being charged and their attorney, and he ends up, I guess, admitting to some things. And the sheriff ends up destroying the recording, saying, you know, in this nation we have due process, and that's you know, it basically speaks to the fundamentals of what we do. And then just shoot forward 4 years later, you have, and God, I love Clint Eastwood movies, but then you have Hollywood bring this Clint Eastwood movie out where Clint Eastwood is castigating the seemingly witless bureaucrat for wanting to stand by somebody's due process rights. And he said, well, if that's the law, then the law is crazy. And there Hollywood started on this pattern of programming the American people with this authoritarian style of law enforcement. This is necessary. This is, you know, for our security. And we all know what Benjamin Franklin said about that. You surrender any liberty for perceived security. You know, so and here within we have this, I think it's a culture that has slowly developed over many decades, like we saw in the Bundy trial with the willful and deliberate withholding of exculpatory evidence and destruction of evidence on behalf of these agencies, the prosecutor being there before the operation even took place. That's basically setting everything up so that they can put their ducks in a row to charge people ahead of time for what they pretty much instigated. This is not the America that I was taught as a kid by the way, a Democrat lawyer and judge that is supposed to be this way. And that's why it's kind of like a shock to my conscience to see exactly the things that we're going to be talking about tonight. So I don't know where you want to start, but I'm going to give the floor to you.
No, thank you, Tom. You mentioned a shock to your conscience, and that's kind of ironic that you would say that. I sent you a link. My wife just found an article tonight. It's the most read article in the Washington Post, for whatever that's worth, at this particular point in time. The title of the article is Barbarism: Texas Judge Ordered Electric Shocks to Silence Man on Trial. The conviction was thrown out. And that may sound like, well, that's a one. You know, it's like, what have our courtrooms become in America? That a judge, and the article actually goes through and describes that whenever the defendant would get out of line, and it wasn't that he was violent, it wasn't that he was threatening anybody, it was he wasn't following the proper courtroom decorum, the judge himself would hit a button, and it says on the shock collar that it can cause the defendant to not only exhibit or experience extreme pain, but to pee and defecate himself. And so if people think that's a one-off that's just going on in Texas, and keep in mind this is the most read article on the Washington Post tonight as we're having this call, that happened in the case of Jeffrey Winehouse. Jeffrey Winehouse was charged with the crime that was committed against him, and they put a shock collar on him, and they said, if you say anything that we don't like, we will hit this button, and we will shut you up. And that's the kind of thing.
Good God!
It's absolutely insane. It's insanity that we're talking about this going on in America right now. And that's why I said at the very beginning of the call tonight, every man and woman that's listening to this needs to make a decision right now what you're going to do when they come for you. And you say, well, you don't think that they're going to come for you. That's not Pat Parsons, who is a dear, sweet, grandmotherly soul. They put her 5 years in prison, Tom, they entrapped her. And came up and set her up, and she answered one question wrong about there's a car in the back of my house. She
did signal.
Am I fading out, Tom?
Yeah, you are fading out.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it comes back.
It sounds good. When you're on, it sounds really good, but when you fade out, you're really fading.
Yeah, I am sorry. I don't know what I can do to fix it, but I'll keep talking.
That's all right.
But I'm telling you that the people that we see, and we have become like a magnet for the unjustly incarcerated, and stories come in and we vet them and we put them on our website. Yeah. But they are putting in prison some very innocent and very righteous people. And I pray that people wake up to what's going on, because we need to put a stop to it. Our Department of Justice and FBI and CIA and our judicial system needs to be extremely revamped, or we are going to see some sort of civil war in this country, I truly believe.
Well, you know, just because you've broken a law, too. See, the law, the way I was kind of, and this is a long time ago, but the way I kind of was taught things is that the law exists to maintain the peace and order, right? So you have some laws that somebody may break. There's no victim. There's no there's really no essence of a criminal intent or something. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where prosecutors are so anxious to get convictions, to make a name for themselves, to move up the ladder, to do, you know the story, that there's no prosecutorial discretion. If somebody violates the letter of the law, any one of you out there could at any point in time be violating a law of some sort with as many laws as they have on the books. But these guys, they just go for these victimless thought crimes. Crimes where there was no criminal intent, I hate to say it, look, you know, I ended up pleading to being in a technical violation of the law and of federal law. But what was the violation? Was I planning on harming someone or robbing someone or engaging in nefarious criminal activity or disturbing the peace? No, none of those things. And that's where I think that, you know, that's just the beginning of it. Then you have your thought crime aspect of it, which we see with Bryce Cuellar. We see with Ryan Payne. We see with Jerry DeLumis. These guys have no victims of any sort. Their beliefs and their position to take a standing group, give redress of grievances, and to back their freedom of speech up with something that was put in place for us to be able to do that without getting taken out, for lack of a better term. I know that this is a really hot button issue now with firearms and everything else, but you know, this culture of fear and intimidation and the need for security, I keep going back to this shooting down there in Florida where they had all the laws in the world. And not only did they have the laws, but they had direct and flagrant contact with this high school shooter. I mean, something like 30-some contacts that we know of, 38 or something like that. A few of them were felonious in nature. I mean, putting a gun to somebody's head, walking out back of a residential neighborhood, discharging a gun, like not even creating a backdrop or any kind of safe environment. And all of the laws that existed that this kid broke, that they could have moved in, they could have acted, they could have Baker acted, all of these laws did absolutely nothing, but the answer is we need more laws.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Did I not hear our president say, take the guns now and ask questions later? I mean, and we had...
I'm pretty much done with that. I have to stop myself.
Yeah, that was shocking when I heard that. And I tell you, we need to stop trying to push these gun laws to give us more security. We need to push asking ourselves, why is our culture degrading into a situation where we're having all of these incidences? And maybe it's because we're moving away from our morals and our ethics that we used to have ingrained in our fabric of society. And all of these drugs, too, that we hear so many of these shooters taking, these SSRI drugs, absolutely insanity. That, you know, there's not been some pattern developed over that situation, I believe. But, you know, you mentioned thought crime, Tom, and I wanted to bring up a situation that there is a YouTube documentary. It's called Cannibal Cop, Thought Crime of Gilberto Valle. And he was a policeman, and he would get on chat rooms at night, and he would talk about how he wanted to fillet his wife alive and cause her the most pain and hang her, you know, and skin her alive, and the most horrific things you could possibly imagine anybody saying. And he even, like, used his police computer to look up potential victims, and he would talk with people on these deep web chat rooms about paying for these actions to actually be done. And I think, you know, there was a talk of payments and things like that. Well, when he went to trial, because he was a policeman, the judge said, well, it's just a thought crime, and there's, you know, they exonerated him and let him go. But, you know, but yet Schaefer Cox up in Alaska, who wants to create a peacemakers militia and create, a biblically based, constitutionally based freedom group, is called by the Southern Poverty Law Center a domestic terrorist, and he's given 27 years in prison.
Consider the source.
And you say, where is the victim? There's no victim. You know, and it's a thought crime. They don't like the way that Schaefer Cox thinks. No. And so they made a criminal out of it.
It was all based on hearsay, right? Based on hearsay, wasn't it?
Oh, Tom, you're talking about Schaefer Cox. You faded out on me for a little bit. I think they may be messing with our quality.
Yes. Hearsay is what I say.
Oh, I could talk for hours on what the prosecution did to Schaefer Cox. They destroyed evidence that there was a meeting between him and the FBI informants. It was called the Pike's Landing Meeting, and they had the whole thing recorded, and we know that it was recorded. And the FBI informant gave it to the Department of Justice, and they said, you need to go destroy that. They destroyed evidence in the case of Schaefer Cox. They lied to the jury.
It's a Brady violation.
Oh, it's multiple Brady violations, and it's absolutely horrific what the prosecution did in the case of Schaefer Cox. The prosecution got up in sentencing and said that Schaefer Cox is beyond rehabilitation because he believes that God's law is above man's law, and he needs to spend a longer time in prison. For any of your audience that's listening, how many are going to hold up your hand? Are you going to hold up your hand? Because I believe that God's law is above man's law. So are they going to put me in prison a longer period of time? The same prosecution that came against Schaefer Cox is the same prosecution that got a false conviction on Senator Ted Stevens. There was a book written about it. It's called Not Guilty, The Unlawful Prosecution of U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. They overturned the conviction, Tom, in his case. Of course, he mysteriously dies in a plane crash, and he did not win his reelection campaign, which was the target of the DOJ in the first place. But not only that, it's absolutely horrific, but not only that, in Senator Ted Stevens' case, nobody was held accountable, nobody was ever punished, nobody was ever fired, and the only reason his conviction was overturned was because of an FBI whistleblower. Remember that verse that I read in the very beginning? If you condemn the innocent, that's very, very bad, but a separate action is if you acquit the guilty. The problem we have in this country is that nobody in the DOJ, nobody in the FBI, nobody in the judicial system are ever held accountable, and yet they condemn us all day long and send all of our Christian brothers and sisters to prison for 20 years or more.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's just, you know, when I... I had discussions with a certain individual that I'm having to deal with right now. I'm without saying too much about it. I expressed my beliefs, and there's nothing in my case. And Judge Aiken was thorough in my case. There's nothing in my case that warrants me being evaluated on my mental stability or anything like that. And a question was posited to me if I've ever had any kind of mental health treatment. And I'm like, where did that come from?
Oh, my goodness, Tom. Tom, I got to tell you, brother, that's so common in all of these political prisoners' case. When Schaefer Cox, he went through a multitude of lawyers that was assigned by the government. One of them was a lawyer. She was a gun-grabbing lawyer called Suzanne Lee Elliott. And Suzanne Lee Elliott's strategy for Schaefer Cox was to say that he was mentally insane. We've got a lady up in Canada right now. Her name is Sue Holland. They're bringing charges against her, and they've sent the judge in Canada, and it's not just American problem. The judge in Canada sent Sue Holland to a psychiatric forensic hospital, whatever that is, and they said that she was crazy. The forensic hospital doctor said, we can find nothing wrong with this lady. We don't believe she's incompetent or insane, and so they sent her back to the regular prison. The judge overrode the doctors and said, I say she's crazy no matter what the doctors say, and he sent her back to the
crazy because she doesn't think like I do, and she doesn't worship government God. Oh,
right. Lord. It's insanity what's going on, but it's because they cannot understand how you and I think, because we look at life through our biblical lens, right? Through our faith, and they don't understand that.
Oh,
and
boy, they're whacking you out.
They think we're going crazy, Tom, but I hope my quality comes back on my phone.
Well, Will, just as you start talking about God and it starts going south to Chicago, so it's all right.
I have the same problem when I'm on other talk shows.
And whenever I talk to you off of this, I hear you just fine.
I know.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, I guess we're making the devil mad.
Amen. We'll keep doing it, too. Just like Joshua and Caleb, remember they went to spy the land? They came back with a good report, and I'm not here just to complain and say things are bad, but we serve a mighty living God, Tom, and I believe he's going to wreck all of this. I really do.
Well, and I was saying on Mike Herzog's show tonight, and I know I get a little bit of flack for it, but, first of all, It's important to point out when they do things that are right or the intention of being right. And, there's this program that exists in this federal system that was pioneered by Judge Aiken, right? And it's the reentry court program. And what it's designed to do is to take folks that are in prison and give them the tools and all of the things necessary to give them a solid chance at returning to some semblance of a normal life, and that's an absolutely noble cause. The problem that exists, though, in the bureaucratic agencies that exist that implement these programs is that your program is only strong as your weakest link, and if you engage in behavior that essentially does the exact opposite of what the program purports that it's for, well, I mean, it's just so easy for any one of these individuals to just derail the process. And like you said, what's the accountability? Somebody's life is pretty much systematically destroyed before. And really, before there's any accountability, I haven't seen any accountability. I'm not going to say that there never is any, but I haven't certainly seen the accountability within. Look, members of the public make mistakes, right? Because they're human; they're prone to error. But the government and agencies within the government are comprised of what? Human beings, prone to make errors and use their bias and everything else, and but when you see one side of it, the public, they can be thrown under the bus. But as long as you seem to have this coverage of authority, I don't see any account. I really haven't seen accountability. It's been extremely rare. And usually I find that it's usually politically motivated. Like look at what happened to James Traficant.
right? James right. Traficant started exposing corruption. So what did they do? Well, they had to take him out. And they basically charged him with some things. I don't know whether he was guilty or not. I don't really think that he was. But the only accountability that you see when you see politicians getting burnt, except, what's his name? Weinstein. Not Weinstein. Hewitt Abedin's husband.
Wiener,
yeah. Just Weinstein, Wiener. So, yeah. He got caught so red-handed by some good folks in law enforcement that there was some accountability. However, had Anthony Weiner been Joe Citizen and that stuff be found on his computer, he'd be looking at 10 years easy.
Yeah.
So even he didn't have really full accountability, and they made a big show out of it, and he's sick, and he needs help. And a lot of these same people stood up and spoke such wonderful things about this man when he was doing their bidding, when he was achieving the objectives of their ideological position. He wasn't a sick man in need of help then, but you know, he gets caught in horrendous actions that are just despicable. And if he's competent enough to perform the duties of his office for as long as he did, then he's competent enough to know that his actions that he was performing were absolutely dead wrong. You know?
Amen. You know, have you ever heard of Congressman George Hansen?
George Hansen, no.
I believe he was exposing corruption within the government, and he was targeted as well. The reason I bring him up is you talked about accountability. I'm concerned there is no accountability. How many federal judges have been impeached since the inception of this country, and how many should be impeached? I mean, the only time I've ever seen anything get done is when there is a whistleblower, and then even when there's a whistleblower, people still don't get punished. It's just they might overturn a conviction. But
that is a real problem.
The lack of accountability in our country for anybody that works for the government. Even our law enforcement, you know, policemen, while I may not agree with Black Lives Matter, they put out a movie called 13th, and they talk about police brutality and the prison industrial complex. They got a point. There is we need accountability in our judicial system, and we need accountability in our law enforcement. I truly believe that.
Well, I certainly agree with you. So there's a number of political prisoners that you are advocating on behalf of, and I think that it's important that we give them some time, too. Of course, there's the YouTube purge that's going on, purging people of all their content, including people who are not even posting anything right now, like are behind bars like Bryce Cuellar, and which is just, you know, you saw what they did with my channel.
It breaks my heart, Tom. When I heard that your channel was taken down, I got angry. I don't know exactly what I can do about it, but it's like somebody at YouTube needs to be held accountable for the actions, and yeah. I just wanted like to storm the castle and say, what are you thinking at YouTube? And you know, somebody needs to like. You know, I'm not advocating violence, but they need
no,
to pay.
No, I know you're not.
They need to pay. Somebody has to make them, you know, pay financially. They can't just go around and take your channel down. It was up for 6.5 years. You had thousands of videos. And who the hell do they think they are that they just took your channel down and think they can silence your voice? I mean, it's just it's terrible what's going on in our country. And I wish there was some way to hold them accountable for what they did to your channel and what they're doing to many, many other channels.
Well, I'm considering that, and there's some conversations going on. I'm considering and entering into with a few folks with the class action lawsuit against them, because
that's great.
First of all, they're government subsidized, so there's that aspect of it. And but not only that, I keep going back to this situation in court that the Christian Bakers who. We got to go to the break. We're gonna pick that right back up on the other end, though, because there's a precedent that needs to be made against these folks. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of years.
Welcome back. RTR Truth Media Reloaded, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom McAvare Stewart, joined with Rudy Davis. We were talking about the YouTube purge and the accountability and all of that, and the silencing of a certain viewpoint. And my point was this, and I don't agree with what happened to this baker who didn't want to put her artwork on a cake. She would have sold the cake to whoever, didn't care. She would sell the cake. She didn't want to put her artwork because it was a violation of her religious beliefs to put something of a homosexual nature onto a birthday cake. It's not showing hatred towards them. She wasn't mean to them. She wasn't nasty to them. She just said, because of her own convictions, she couldn't do that. So they basically destroyed this woman. It comes to mind that whether or not you are a privately owned company, when you are, it's not much different than having a store, right? It's a public place where they're generating revenue off of our work and often underpaying us. This is something else that is being exposed to. The ad revenue that they've been making off of us, they're underpaying, and they have been for a very long time. But But to take and allow and this community guidelines process that we also call agree to, well, we agree to it when it's implemented in a manner that goes along with the law and your rights. Nobody has the right to violate your rights. There's nothing in that community guidelines agreement that says, yeah, I don't mind, this community system as long as, your rights aren't violated, because people can very easily, and it's been demonstrated how you can get three or four people together and collapse a channel. All you have to do is those three or four people simultaneously go down the list of the videos and flag them as being offensive or in some way. And if they are of a nature of the reviewer, that is a position or ideological position in opposition to whoever it is at Google or YouTube that's reviewing it, they'll uphold those strikes. Well, the problem with this is that there is no accountability there too. It's fascistic. and really, to be honest with you, it's not much different than this situation. And, like I said, I don't really agree with how this was implemented against this baker, because she ultimately may not have wanted to put some of her artwork on it, but she was still going to sell them the cake, right? So YouTube's not wanting to give us their cake at all. They want to deny us our cake entirely, okay? So this is a even more egregious situation that's going on with them, because what they've done is they allow you to some of the videos they struck on me are 4 years old. One of the videos that they struck and end up tearing down was called "This Land Is Your Land, Bundy Ranch," and it was flagged by the community as being deceptive content, and YouTube ripped it down off the channel. Do you know what it was? Did I tell you about that, Rudy?
No, I didn't hear exactly.
That was me at the Bundy Ranch on the stage playing guitar, and I was playing the song "This Land Is Your Land" by Woody Guthrie, Arlo Guthrie.
Wow.
So tell me how my playing of a song is deceptive content. So what I'm saying is if they were really actually following the community guidelines and there was somebody that actually reviewed the content and said, okay, this is a bogus claim, we're not going to tear this guy. But no, they reviewed it, they upheld it, and they destroyed it. And that was, and at the time I didn't have any storage space. They took one of my memories and they just ripped it down, and it's no longer retrievable. It's not even in my archives. This is the problem that I have. And I've been arguing with people, say, it's a private corporation, they can do what they want. Not so much. They can't violate people's rights. They can't purport to have a process that's supposed to do one thing, but they're allowing people to abuse systematically. And by the way, when two or more people conspire to do harm to another individual, that's also called a criminal conspiracy. And I sent messages into YouTube saying, I am being wrongfully attacked and targeted. And of course, you have no ability to face your accuser. So there's no way to say by this person or that person, because you don't know who's flagging your content. They know, but you don't. They know, but do they take any action? There's nothing. So this company literally is a social engineering platform. They put themselves forward to be something that they are not. They're not just a video hosting platform. They're a social engineering construct, and it is disingenuous. It's just not honest. They didn't make an honest presentation about what they were doing. And I know they changed hands, but it doesn't matter to me. And that's my argument. Of course, I don't know who would listen to that argument, because
I'm listening, Tom, and I think you make one heck of an argument. They can't proclaim to have certain standards in terms of service, even being a private company, because I've heard that same argument. They can do what they want, mm-hmm. but they can't claim to have a certain guideline profile and then not abide by that. And that's right. problem. You know, Bryce Cuellar, who has Fisher of Men, he had over 200 million views in Las Vegas. He's got two strikes right now for bullying. And I appealed those strikes on Bryce's behalf, and they were rejected. Well, who is Bryce bullying? He's bullying traitors and Satanists in government. It's only when you're bullying somebody they don't like you to be bullying. But if you're bullying a Christian or a conservative or a Bible believer, they don't care about that. You know, and let me say this, Tom, just from personal experience, and I hope we get you were absolutely right. We need to make the time for these prisoners, but I wanted to share a personal experience, if I could, regarding these tech companies. I worked for Cisco Systems for 20 years. During the last year I worked there, they had a sodomite from the United Kingdom attend an all-hands meeting. We're in a video conference room with hundreds of engineers that were attending, and he gave a 30-minute speech about how to be diverse and inclusive for sodomites and transgender folks, and how you should not use the word husband and wife, because you know, when somebody comes back from vacation, you can say, how was your vacation? Am I breaking up again, Tom? Okay, they don't want us to talk about this issue, I don't think, but I'll go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry. Are we okay? Do we have Tom or do we have me? Okay. Well, I'll finish my story while we get Tom back then. But what I wanted to say is I worked for Cisco Systems for 20 years, inclusion and diversity. And at the end of that meeting, this sodomite gave a speech. The manager of Cisco said to everybody in the room, maybe we should rethink our vocabulary and use words like partner instead of husband and wife. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And so in any event, these tech companies have been brainwashed with this sort of liberal thinking. We got Tom back. Is Tom back? Very good. Well, anyway, you with we're having technical difficulties anytime we try to talk about something that they don't like, I guess. You back with us, Tom?
I'm working.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm back.
All right. Well, praise God.
All right. So you were saying you worked for Cisco Systems for over 20 years,
and that's
where we all fell to pieces.
There we go. Well, I'm just saying these tech companies, they talk about inclusion and diversity, but it's not inclusion of you, and it's not inclusion of me. It's only inclusion of their liberal, transgender, you know, anti-God philosophy. And it's absolutely horrific, the spell that these companies have become under. YouTube is one of those tech companies, and they can't stand anybody who stands up for biblical values that, you know, we have a man and a woman, and we have, you know, justice, and people should be held accountable. But they just they can't handle it. So, but I wanted to say that thank you for allowing a time for political prisoners, because there are lots of innocent men and women in prison, and I hope your audience can find some time to write them letters and encourage them, because the Bible says that we should remember our brothers in bonds as if they were ourselves.
Well, why don't you give my audience some links before we get whacked out again here?
You bet. Everybody should know Schaefer Cox. He's got a lot of traction in the last few months, and we praise God for that. He's got a website called freeschaefer.com. I encourage everyone to go there. I know that the administrator of that website, Angela, is collecting testimonials. So if you want your picture and you know, a quote about Schaefer to be put up on Free Schaefer, you can send that to Angela, and you can learn about his case. Not only that, we've got a website where we collect information on a tremendous amount of people's cases, and we advocate for their innocence, and that is a free Year of Jubilee, J-U-B-I-L-E. It's one E, just like the King James Bible, and yearofjubilee.com, and we put information on a variety of men and women's cases for people can educate themselves. The worst thing that your audience can do, Tom, or anybody can do, is just to read an article put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Assume they got the whole story and walk away. Please look into these people's cases, and we've collected very significant documents that show their innocence. One man in particular I would like to bring up, if I could, and that's Charles Dyer. July 4th Patriot. He's going through an appeal. His mother is his biggest supporter. Let me say this to your audience.
Jan Dyer,
many people will not touch the case of Charles Dyer because the charge is so horrific. And I will say, and I have heard even his own mother say, that if he was guilty, she would have cut him off long ago, and I would help you dig the hole to bury him. But because I know that he's innocent, and I've talked to him, I've read the documents. I understand what his wife did. I understand, you know, that we're going through a custody battle. There's no even evidence that the young girl was even molested at all, much less raped.
No, as a matter of fact, it was shown that she was coached.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with that case. I was at the time, there were a lot of people jumped off of it, and I'm talking about people that put him out front. I hate to say it, but he did a really good presentation for Oath Keepers, and when all that came out, rather than investigate and dig to it, because this is what they did. They did this with Julian Assange, and they do it with a couple other people, where they make these allegations, especially when you're in a custody situation like this. Well, it was discovered that there were certain people who wanted Charles that took advantage of the fact that he was in the middle of a custody battle, and this is the kind of misconduct that I'm talking about. And it was shown later on how the little girl was coached.
Yes.
Now, who was she coached by? And this all kind of started after he started becoming under fire by the government for his views. And then all of a sudden, there's this coaching going on and these wild allegations that were never substantiated.
Tom, I believe the young girl was coached by the mother. And not only that, but they asked the girl to describe the axe and the furniture, and there were pornographic images found on the wife's computer.
Yes,
that Charles
that
Dyer
fit
had no
the description
access to.
Of the training. Yes, that's right. What I was referring to.
And when the girl would give descriptions of these supposed horrendous acts, they didn't match anything in Charles's living quarters or his house. They didn't match.
No, could you imagine subjecting your child to pornography just to bury
God. Wicked. This is so wicked. And Charles is spending 30 years in prison. Let me say that again in case your audience didn't hear it. 30 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. He's a Marine.
Decorated Marine.
Yes. We're supposed, you know, one for all and all for one, you know, Semper Fi. And it's like, I wish that more of his brothers would come to his aid. He needs our support. He's going through an appeal pro se, and it breaks my heart when I think about what he's gone through. And I believe he's completely innocent, and I'm not the only one either.
You know, I remember when this all, I spoke to Jan, his mom, and you know, moms can defend guys to a point, but the evidence speaks for itself. And
yes.
This case, just like many other cases that I've seen, like Schaefer's, which is a completely different set of circumstances, but still, there is clear problem. I'm talking about, man, if I was sitting on a grand jury and you presented me the evidence, and they never get to see the facts and evidence anymore, that's a whole other problem we can address another night, but I mean, any reasonable person in their right mind would have serious problems with the credibility of those that were used to align themselves against Schaefer. And it's the same situation when you're using an individual who has an ulterior motive and an axe to grind. There's already, you know, protecting children is so important, and the abuse of making allegations like were made in this case, what it does is it not only harms this child, it not only destroys a man's life, but it perverts the entire system for people who actually have those things going on.
That's right.
That we really don't even get to really mention that. So when an individual engages in this deceptive, destructive, destroying behavior, it's not an assault just on the person that she's now gotten falsely in prison. It's an assault on many of those children out there who are going to face, dear Lord Jesus.
Amen. It is. It's we've got a perversion going on in this country, and it's only the Lord Jesus that we can turn to get this thing back. I truly believe that. Yeah. And some other names, if you don't mind me bringing them up.
No, please.
The other name I wanted to bring up, and there's two others after this, and there's so many more, but the first one is David Hinkson. He is a we learned about him in the past, I would say, 3 months. He's the more I learn about his case, the more blown away I am. But I ask people to please look into his case. He is a Vietnam veteran. He was in the Navy. He's been in prison 15 years already. 15 years. The only reason he's in prison is because of the testimony of a man by the name of Elvin Joe Swisher. S-W-I-S-H-E-R. Elvin Joe Swisher was marched into the courtroom with full military regalia. He was introduced to the jury as a combat Korean veteran who's, you know, seen active combat. He was introduced to the jury as a Purple Heart Medal winner. He waved in front of the jury a DD-214. Now, listen, please listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. The DD-214 was proven to be forged. The Purple Heart, he never earned, right? And he never sat foot in Korea. And the jury was never allowed to know that this Elvin Joe Swisher lied and is a valor thief. And if anybody wants to learn and back up exactly what I said, to know for yourself that I'm telling the truth, go type in your search engine, Elvin Joe Swisher, Fox News, Megyn Kelly. She did a piece on this man and showed what an evil liar, valor thief he is. He was called out publicly in a national way on Fox News. And the only reason David Hinkson has sat in prison is because of the testimony of this liar. We have a affidavit from one of the juror members that said, had they known that Elvin Joe Swisher was lying about being a combat Korean War veteran, he would have not voted guilty because the only reason he convicted him was because of the testimony of this liar.
The strength of this, yes.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, that's just, you know, wow.
And, you know, it sounds shocking, but I'm telling you, the challenge that I have, Tom, when I go tell people these stories, and when I tell people the stories of these innocent men and women, is that it sounds so incredible, they can't believe that it's actually happening, and I just ask them, please look into it. Please take the time to check out and see if what I'm saying is true. There's another two men that I communicate with fairly regularly. There's a YouTube video, and I don't know how long it'll be up. It's called Death and Taxes, a Story of Gordon Call. And I communicate with Scott Fall regularly and Gordon Call's son. Gordon Call was murdered in 1983 by the feds. And if you watch that movie, Officer Jack McLam goes through the story of Gordon Call.
Do me a favor. Yes. I'm familiar with this. I'm familiar with that. But do me a favor and send me a link immediately following this show.
You bet.
I will upload it to our new RTR Truth Media channel on BitChute. That is BitChute, RTR Truth Media. It's a free speech platform. And there's a couple other ones we're going to be branching out onto. So when I get into a studio, what we're going to do is we're going to take our content, and when we upload one video, we're going to upload it to like 5 different platforms. So I'm never going to allow my work to be completely trashed again. So that's important. And that case right there, that's a video that everybody needs to see. I'd like to get that on our new channel along with Schaefer. I already have Schaefer's video on there on BitChute.
Amen, amen. And Yuri Von Call and Scott Fall never got a fair trial. I believe they're both innocent, and they spent 34 years in prison. Officer Jack McLam, I don't know if your audience is familiar with him. I think
they're familiar.
And Officer Jack McLam was advocating for Yuri and Scott his whole life. He wrote affidavits about why they should not be in prison, and it breaks my heart because, you know, it's just 35 years. I said 34, didn't I? But, you know, I said that recently to Scott in a phone call from prison, and he corrected me. He said it's not 34 anymore. He said this March it's going to be 35. The pattern that my wife and I are seeing, Tom, is that somebody at a high level is looking across our nation, and they're picking out people that are inspirational, like yourself, like Schaefer Cox, like Russell Landers with the Montana Freeman, like Ed and Elaine Brown, like Bryce Matthew Cuellar, and, you know, like Ken Hovind a few years back, who was speaking up against evolution, and they're saying, you know, Lavrentia Beria, who is Stalin's henchman, you know what he said? He said, "You show me the man, and I'll find you the crime." That's exactly what they're doing in America. Yeah. They are taking out our best and brightest. And I'm here to say, if our audience and if our brothers and sisters in the Lord don't stand up and become light and salt of the earth, it's going to happen to us. I mean, you might as well just put on your shackles and walk right into the death chamber, because they are doing it right now to our brothers and sisters, and we've got to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. And folks, if you support this broadcast, many of you know the situation that's going on with me here. I can't really talk about it much, but if you would, if you'd go to, you could either call in the board op and it'll walk you through it, or you can go to PayPal. That's tomlacovara@gmail.com. That's tomlacovara@gmail.com. Now, the way I always use and the way we tested last night and it still worked was paypal.me/RTR Truth Media. It's capital R, capital T, capital R, capital T, lowercase R-U-T-H, capital M, lowercase E-D. So RTR Truth Media with Truth Media having capitals. I think that's where people were having a problem. Is because I had I write it like we use it on our channel. So that might have been the issue. But if you have any problems, you can call in, and we'll be more than glad to walk you through it. And, you know, this is not just me, too. We need to go to the Year of Jubilee with 1E.com and support Rudy's work. And Rudy, what I'd really like to ultimately do, I talked to you about this before, is use RTR Truth Media as a group thing. It's not, I really kind of made this thing so that several different people could come together and contribute. And we would like to have you on as a regular contributor and a host, because, you know, things are looking grim in my situation. I particularly think that, there's some people that just don't like me, and they're gunning for me. So I need to be able to turn the keys over to somebody who will make use of the platform that we've built in these years of work. So I hope that you'd consider that.
Well, Tom, brother, you are in our prayers, and we're going to believe that the Lord is going to set you free from these bonds that you. I tell my friends that, you know, Tom does more from prison than other people do with their freedom, and you have done a tremendous amount of good from where you are, Tom, and we want to see you completely free. God bless you, Tom, and thank you for having a heart that cares, man. You are in our prayers. Aaron and I do pray
for you.
And, you know, I talk about political prisoners, but you are one, and we want to see you free. We want to see you free, and we want to see you, rejoined with your family. And, it breaks my heart that they're doing this to you, but praise God that you are doing what you're doing, and I pray that the Lord gives you the strength to do it even better.
Well, I have strength, and, you know, my concern is with the others that. Really, one of the biggest ones on my mind, two of them actually, Winehouse and Cox.
Yes.
We didn't even get really to talk to you. And you know what? We're going to have you probably back on your next earliest convenience, because that's something that we really need to discuss.
Yes,
this Winehouse case.
If I could quickly say on Winehouse that we've put out an audio just in the past week. It just became available. We have an eyewitness audio recording that actually saw the event. He uses words like murder, setup, and execution, and he said he would swear that Winehouse did not have a gun in his hand, and that's all recorded on audio. If people don't believe me, go listen to it yourself.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's it. That's just another. It's crazy, folks. Well, right now, in preparation for what's going on, folks, I'm up early. We're going to be doing an hour every night. We'll be back with a hot episode coming right back at you. This is Tom Lacovara Stewart with Rudy Davis, YearOfJubilee.com, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Ladies and gentlemen,